Mesechtes Ksub is Daf Chav Ches, sixth line from the bottom of Daf Chav Zayin on the base, afternoon Mishnah. Our Mishnah will bring a story with Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzev, and the Gemara on Daf Chav Vav and Beis and Daf Chav Zayin on Aleph actually brought Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzev from a Mishnah Mesechtes Idyas, and we explained over there that he was called ben Akatzev, either that was his father's name, or he was the son of a person that was a Sheikhet. But our Mishnah actually will tell us that Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzev lived at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, and this Maisah seems to have occurred between Shavuot B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. And as we will see, Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzev was a Kohen, and possibly that's why his father was called Akatzev, because maybe he did Shechita in the Beis HaMikdash, and that actually brought about his name. And our Mishnah now begins, Amar Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzev, HaMo'in HaZeh, I'm making a Shvua in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name that dwells in the Beis HaMikdash, that Lizaza Yadu Mitoich Yadi Mishashi Nichlusu Eidu Kachavim Lishlayim Va'ad Sheyatsu, that my hand and my wife's hand never separated from each other, and therefore I can testify that none of the Goyim actually were Ma'anis her at any point during the time that they came into Yishlayim, and they breached through the walls of Yishlayim until they actually left. And Amru Leida Chacham said to him, "Ein adam meid al atzmai, a person is not neman to say testimony about himself, and therefore over here, since you're testifying regarding something that's relevant to you, because if she's considered an anusa, then of course she'd be usa to you since you're a kain, and since you're a negei be'edus, therefore you have no nemanis." And others explain that since we mentioned in the Mishnah in Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph that a woman doesn't have nemanis to say about herself, that she did not become pasul, therefore the husband has a din of ishtar kegufa, and therefore he doesn't have nemanis either to say that she did not become pasul. And even though we learned earlier that since when a woman becomes a shvuya, she makes herself look disgusting and she does everything in her power to make sure that she doesn't have a beard to someone that's pasul to her, and therefore b'shvuya hakilu b'rabanan, and we believe even an echad and even an isha or a shivcha. However, even so, the woman herself or her husband would not be neman unless there is a pesha asa hu ha-pesha heter. And over here, since everyone knew that Yerushalayim was breached and it was a matzav where every single woman in the city were considered as shvuyin, therefore, of course, there was no peshas over here. That's why Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzev was not neman. And the Gemara begins, Tana, we learned to the Braisa, that even though that she was asked to him because he was a kohen, however, they continued to live together in the same chatzah. He lived in one house and she lived in another house. And some explained that he actually did not divorce her, but they actually stayed married, just that they stayed separate and they didn't have beer any longer. And even though there is no isav yichud in a chatzah, however, they were machmer. And she yaitza yaitza b'resh b'na'ah, when she was leaving her house and walking through the chatzar and her husband was there, she would make sure that she would walk in front of her children, and this way at all times there was someone together with her in the chatzar together with her husband, and they were never nisyachid. And also she nichnesach b'seip b'na'ah, and when she walked into the chatzar, she didn't walk in first, because maybe if her husband was there, then it would turn out they were nisyachid for a moment. However, she would walk in only after all of her children went in front of her. And the Gemara continues, Baya Abaya, Abaya asked the following question, that we just said that Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzev lived together with his wife, who was considered shvuya, in the same chotza. So by is ma'u lasa b'gusha kain, can a kain that divorced his wife live together with her in the same chotza? And the shaila is, hasam hu de b'shvuya kilu, aval hachaloi, o dil maloi shna, maybe only by the case of shvuya, that since it's only a chash if she actually had bia, so maybe we said they could live in the same chotza, but b'negeya a gusha, which is certainly going to be asa to a kain, because a kain can't marry a gusha, and he can't even marry his own gusha, so maybe the din would be that they can't live in the same chatzah, or maybe there is no difference and they can live together in the same chatzah. And the Gemara now brings a raya, tashma, the Tanya we learned to the Braisa, and the Braisa begins by discussing a case of a regular Yisrael that was married to a woman and then he divorced her and she then got remarried to another man. And the din is that even if that man dies or he divorces her, that she still can't go back to marry her original husband, as that's the Issa of Machzor Gushasai. The Braisa teaches us, Hamagarish Sishrei, if someone divorces his wife and then she got remarried, she shouldn't get married and remain living in the same neighborhood as her original husband. And Rashi says, that since she recognizes all the different private signals and private language that they had between each other, and Shem Yavol De'Avera, maybe he'll signal to her in a way to show that he still desires her, and maybe they'll come to go and be mizana with each other, and at this point she's an Eishes Ish, and therefore they now live in the same neighborhood. And Taisus defines for us that a shchuna is three batim, so they now live within three houses of each other. And we continue on Daf Chav Chesam Al Vim Haya Kayin, and if he was a Kayin, and therefore he's Asatar, even if she didn't get remarried to another man, because of course a Kayin is Asatar to a Grusha, so even if she didn't remarry, she can't live together with him in the same Mavui. And Rashi says, because we have to be Chayshish, Shem Yavi Yalev, the Kayin Asa B'Grusha, because maybe they will have Bia, and a Kayin is Asatar to a Grusha, and therefore we restrict them, and they can't stay even in a larger area, and they can't even live together in the same Mavui. And Taisus explains that the area that we restrict them to Pnu by a Kain is a larger area, since of course she's a Pnuya, therefore it's much more kal to him to be over and actually have beer with her at a point that he's Asta only by an Isalav, as she is a Grusha, but not an Eshesish. However, in the first case of the Braisa, where this woman was an Eshesish, so over there we were more Makel, and we only restricted them to living within three houses from each other. However, they were allowed to live in the same Mavui. The Braisa continues, if this city was a very small town, and therefore there aren't many people over there, Zeri Maisa, this was the actual story, but remember when they said, that when you have a small town, then we restrict them to the entire town, because we look at it as if it's considered one Mavui, or even one neighborhood, and a Kohen and his ex-wife cannot live together in that entire town. And Taisa says, and therefore, they're much more shriach that they're together, and it'll come that potentially they will have beer together. And this is only by a very small town, but if it's a medium town, then this then would not apply. And from this braisa, we're able to push it, the shaila of Abaya, that in the case where a Kohen actually is divorced from his wife, then the din is that he can't live together with her in the same mavoi. And even though if a Kohen's wife became a shvuya and became pasul to him, misafik, over there we said that Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav was able to live in the same chotzer as his ex-wife. And also keep in mind that based on Taisis, that the only time we said that a Kohen can't live together with his wife in the same mavoi was only when she's a pnuya, and therefore there's a great chash that maybe they will have relations with each other. However, if this Kohen's wife got remarried and she's now an Eshesish, then there would not be an issa for them to live in the same mavoi. The only issa would be to live within three houses of each other, because of course it's more chamer now that she's an Eshesish, and we're not as concerned that'll come to have relations with her. And the Gemara continues, meaning Dachum and Pnei, which one of them will be pushed away because of the other, meaning who has to leave this chotzer and who has to displace themselves and move to another neighborhood. And the Gemara brings a raya, Tashma, the Tanim belong to the Braisa, he nidachas bipanav, that she has to leave because of him, ve'in hu nidachas bipanav, and he doesn't leave because of her. And the Braisa continues, v'im haysa chotzer shalah, and if she actually is the owner of the house that's in this chotzer, and therefore it's her chotzer, hu nidachas bipanav, then he has to leave. And the Gemara now asks another shayla, ibailu haysa chotzer shal shneim, what if they both own houses in the same chotzer, who has to leave because of the other one? And the Gemara now will bring a raya from the Braisa that we just had, Tashma, he nidachas bipanav, it says that she's pushed away because of him, but my askinan, what is the case that we're referring to? Elaim b'chotzer shalai, if it's talking that he owned a house in this chotzer, so pshita, of course she has to leave, v'alu b'chotzer shalai, and if the Braisa is discussing a case where it's her house in her chotzer, v'tanya, but we learned in that Braisa, im haysa chotzer shalai, that if she owned a house in this chotzer, hu nidach mipanav, then actually her husband has to leave because of her. Mara therefore says, alav kai gavna, it must be when the Braisa said, he nidach mipanav, that she has to leave this chotzer, it's talking about a case where both of them had equal rights in the chotzer, and even though it's a chotzer shal shneim, that she still has to leave the chotzer. So l'chari, it's a raya from the Braisa that when you have a chotzer shal shneim, that the wife is the one that has to vacate. And the Gemara now says that it's not a raya, because when the Braisa says, he nidachas mipanav, dilma da'agim megar, maybe it's talking about a case where both the husband and the wife were tenants in this chotzer, and since they're only leasing in this chotzer, and they don't own the chotzer, then we say she has to move away. But if they both would own a bias in the chotzer, then maybe they have equal rights, and we still can't be pushed to shayla. The Gemara asks, my habila, what lemais is the din when both of them own houses in the chotzer and they seem to have equal rights? Tashma, bring your raya from a pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya, and the Navi over there warned Shimna, and he said, Hine Hashem taltalcha taltela gavar, and even though right now you think that you're secure, however you should know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at some point will uproot you and cause you to move like a man. And Va'amar Rav, and Rav explains, Tule de gavar kashin mid ista, that the reason why he uses that lashon in the pasuk is because it's harder and more difficult for a man to be displaced than for a woman to be displaced, and therefore when there's a chatzah shal shneim, then we would displace the woman and we would require her to leave the chatzah, because it's easier for her to be displaced than for the husband to be displaced. And the Gemara continues to discuss a case where a Kohen gave a get to his wife, and the Gemara says, Tanar Banan, we learned, Lovi mena b'nichsei aviyah, if the Kohen prior to getting divorced from his wife, he previously borrowed money from his wife's father and he borrowed from her nichsei melug, and the Braisa teaches us that in the first el ayidei acha, that once they're divorced and she wants to come and collect from him and take him to Bezdin, she can't take him directly to Bezdin, because then they'll go to Bezdin together and they'll be schmoozing with each other and it'll lead to an illicit relationship, because of course since he's a Kohen and she's a Grusha, they are usher to each other, and therefore we require her to use a shliach if she wants to go to Bezdin in order to collect from her ex-husband. And Rav Sheshes says, V'asul kamam ledina l'misakinalu, that even if they would come in front of us for a din Torah, we would not actually hear that case, as we want to dissuade them from having any relationship with them, because it could turn into an illicit relationship. And Rav Papa states, Shemutim Mishamtinalu, that not only won't we listen to that din Torah, but we'd also put them in Chayim. Rav Huna Beit Rav Shua Amar, and Rav Huna Beit Rav Shua says that not only would we not listen to them and we would put them in Chayim, but a good name Magdina Lahu, we would also give them Makis Mardis. The Gemara continues. Amar Rav Nachman states Tana Be'Ivar Abasi. We learned in the Brisa Be'Ivar Abasi, which is Masechta Smachis, which is a Loshen Saginah, since the Masechta talks about Avelis, and the Brisa states B'Med Rav Murim. When do we say that they can't go to Bezdin Gezer Sheniskashim and Nasuyan when they got divorced after they were already married, and therefore we have to be choishes that maybe they'll have a relationship because it's Liba Gospa. However, Avakashim and the Erisin, if at the time that they got divorced they were only Mekudeshes to each other, then the first Aliyah Asma, then she could go to Bezdin together with him and she could go and collect from Bezdin even without a Shliach. She'in Liba Gospa, and since they're not as close, therefore we don't have to be choishes that maybe they will have a relationship with each other. Who are Svarasasa, the Asla Kamedu Rabba? It was a case where two people that were only engaged and he was a Kayan came in front of Rabba, Yas Rabba Adabah Masa Kamei, and Rabba Adabah Masa was sitting by Rabba, Uki Rabba Shlucha Ben Tayo, and Rabba said that Rabba Adabah Masa should become the Shliach in order to litigate and be the one that officially is bringing this case against the husband. And Amalei Rabba Adabah Masa, so Rabba Adabah Masa said to Rabba, Vam Rab Nachman, but Rab Nachman already taught us, Tana Be'evil Rabbasi, that we learned in Mesech the Smachis, that in Fras Ali De Asma, that she could actually go to Bezdin by herself, and you don't need a Shliach, She'in Liba Gospa, as we just learned. And Amalei, so Rabba responded back to Rabba Adabah Masa, Kachazina, the Kagaisi Badadi, that the whole reason why we said that she could be in the first idea Atzma is because she ain't Liba Gaspa, but I already detected that they actually were very comfortable with each other, and therefore I was chayshish that maybe they will have a relationship with each other, and that's why I inserted you as the Shliach. And the Gemara continues with another version, Ikadami, Leuku Rava Shliach Bentayo. Rava actually did not place a Shliach between them, so Amle Rada Bamasna, Nekama Shliach Bentayo, we should place a Shliach between them. So Amle, so Rav said to Rabata Bamasna, Rav Nachman, Tanabeva Rabasi, but Rav Nachman already taught us that if they were only Muresis, that the din is that they do not need a Shliach. And Amalei, but Rav Adabah Masna responded back to Rava, Hani Mila Hechad Loi Gaisi Badadu, Aval Hani Kachazin Lu De Gaisi Badadu, that the only time we said that they do not need a Shliach is in a case where they weren't comfortable with each other. But over here, since I'm Makia, that they were very comfortable with each other, therefore we should require a Shliach in order that this encounter doesn't lead to them having relationship with each other. And as Rashi says, Makirin Zeh Zeh Beremizis Bekritzais, I was able to tell that they're very comfortable because I saw their body language and I saw that they were signaling to each other. And we continue with the new Mishnah. In these specific cases, a gadol can't testify even on something that he witnessed while he was a katan. And as Rishonim explained, that even in these cases, there's no question that they can't testify while they're a katanim, but they can't testify once they're a gadol as to what they witnessed as katanim. The Mishnah goes through the cases. A gadol can say that I recognize the signature of my father, and even though my father died while I was a katan, I remember it since that point. And v'zek sav yadish shel Rebbe, v'zek sav yadish shel Achi, that he can also say that I recognize the signature of my Rebbe or the signature of my brother. The Mishnah continues, Zichar Yisi b'pleni sheyatzu b'inum of Resh Pura. I remember that this woman went out to a chasna and she was walking from her father's house to the chuppah and she had a veil on and her hair was on her shoulders. And as we learned before, that would prove that she actually was a besula and therefore a ksuba would be 200 zuz. The Mishnah said, v'shahi ish pleni yetzum b'esa seifa litba lech b'tshuma. And also they could testify that this person was going out from a yeshiva in order to go and be tevil, in order to eat chuma that evening. And in another case, that this person received the distribution of chuma together with us at the granary, and therefore we see that he could eat chuma. And they could also testify that this specific area is the area of a base of pras, and you don't have to be chayshish for a larger area, and any other area in this sada is completely tar. And also, they could also testify that until this point, we were able to walk on Shabbos, and this is the Tchum Shabbos. And although they were able to testify on all of these things, a gadol can't testify, I remember as a katan, that this area was a right of way for Ruvain and he owns this area. Finally, a gadol can't testify that I remember as a katan that Maimon Mispaid Hoyle Plenum be Makam Azeh. As Rashi explains, Makam Hoyle Khan Lahaspid Mesov Kishimalichim Bes Kfar Shaloi, that this was a place where they used to say Hespaidin for anyone that died in his family when they traveled in order to bring a dead body to the basic forest. And these are the seven areas where this family used to stand and make the Mamadus Meshavas on the way to the basic forest, where they used to be Makabal Tanchumen. And Rashi explains that the reason why they would not be Neman in the last cases is that Fuki Mimainuhu, since you're taking away money from someone, will be in an Edis Malyasa, as the Pasuk says, Al Pishnaim Edim Yakum Dava, Uksuba Hainu Taima. And the reason why the Mishnah said that he is Neman, but the Gay Uksuba, because the Rav Nashim Besulis Nesais, as the Gemara will explain in a moment. We begin the Gemara, Amrav Huna Breda Abishua, Hushiesh Gadol Imai, and even even though we said in our Mishnah that if there is a person that's now a gadol, he could testify even on things that he witnessed while he was a katan. That's only if he has a second aide together with him that actually not only testified as a gadol, but his testimony is also based on something that he witnessed while he was a gadol. However, if both of these aidim actually said the testimony while they were gadol, but testified about something that they witnessed while they were katanim, that would actually not work. And Tais points out that ein chenami, this is true in most of the cases of the Mishnah, but loy koya chuma, the Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua is not discussing the case of chuma because the b'chuma sagi be'echad, since b'negei achilas chuma, even the testimony of one witness is enough. Kivin dei ma'ilim b'chuma drabbanon liyuchsin, since we're not going to be ma'ilim b'chuma drabbanon liyuchsin, and this edus is only relevant in order to be matter this person to eat chuma, and of course an eid echad would be neman, and therefore this eid echad would be neman lahei begaydlan mashroyu bekaitnan. And as the Taisus said, v'le b'inan hacha gadol imed imay shemayim l'kuna al pi eid echad. And the Gemara continues that the first three cases of the Mishnah was that neman adam leima zek sav yadi shel abba, zek sav yadi shel rebbe, zek sav yadi shel achi. And the Gemara says b'tzvichu we need all cases. The yashmin of it, if we only talk about the case of his father, mishum neshchiach kabei, since as a katan he was always with his father, and therefore he remembered clearly how his father signed something. Avu rabbi loy, but maybe by his rebbe we wouldn't say that. V'yashmin and rabbi, if we talk about his rebbe, mishum the islay aims to the rabbi, since he actually has fear of his rebbe, and he was always concerned to make sure to watch his rebbe very carefully, and he always wanted to mimic his rebbe, and therefore we could say that he certainly recognizes the signature of his rebbe, aval avu loy, but the signature of his father maybe he won't recognize. V'yashmin hanitati, if we'd only talk about his rebbe and his father, avu the shchiach kabei, his father he was next to all the time. V'rabbi dislay emsa, and his rebbe does a svar of ema. Aval achiv the leslay loy ha v'loy ha ema loy, but maybe benegay his brother, since you don't have the svar of shchiach kabei or emsay, maybe he would not have the manas about his brother's signature. Kamash one, kiven the kim shtaris midrabanan him new rabbanan midrabanan, that since midraisa we have a cloud that you don't need any kim ashtar, because edim chasum al shtar nasa kamisha nechkaridusim bezin, and the only reason why we need kim shtaris is midrabanan, and therefore the rabbanan were mako, and they said that we believe a gadol that saw this signature while he was a katan. And Rashi says him new rabbanan midrabanan bedavishu midvrayim him minu ve'in ze oikadav min atoya heim amru ve'heim amru heim etzichu kim aedis ve'heim echshirim bari es elu. And I am tais diva masal kim shtaris rabbanan that tais is tema kim nim raisa filo in edim shia kiyuch sim se edim hashtag kasha, since midraisa you don't have to verify any signatures. And tais is yes im kain, if so kol adam shiirta yizayif v'yichta v'yachta ma shiirta v'yigbu memenu. And l'chayu it seems that it will be too easy to be mizayif and to forge a shtar and to go and collect shalai kadin ayin in tais is. The Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah zachari isi b'plein shiyatza b'inuma v'resh pura. I remember when this woman went to get married that she went out with a veil and her hair was on her shoulders, therefore she must have been a basula, and therefore she should get 200 zuz for a ksuba. And the Gemara asks, my time, what's the reason that we believe him? L'chayr over here, it's regarding taking money from someone, and l'chayr being an edis ma'aliyasa, as we said before, but it gave the last two cases of the Mishnah. On that, the Gemara answers, kivin the Rav Nashim basulasness says, gila milsa ba'almahu, since Rav Nashim get married when they are basulas, therefore when they are testifying that she was a basula, it's only a gila milsa ba'alma, but of course it's not a regular edis, and that's why we believe an aid, even though he actually only saw this when he was a katan. The Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, v'shayi ish plaini yaitzim beis ha-sefer litba lech b'chuma, and this person went from yeshiva in order to be taival, in order to eat chuma, so we see that he was a kayin. V'at gemara v'dilma evad kayin hu, maybe he's not the child of a kayin, maybe he is the evad of a kayin, which is also mutter to eat chuma, and at the time that you saw this testimony, the evad was actually a regular evad, and now that it's years later, maybe this person became meshuchra, and therefore he has no right to eat chuma any longer. And the Gemara answers that we know that this was not the evad of a kayin, and we know that it was his child, because Mesayelet Rabbi Shu ben Levi, this Mishnah would be a riot to Rabbi Shu ben Levi, the Amr Rabbi Shu ben Levi, also lo adam shi'ilamed es avdei Torah, that's also for a person to teach his evad Torah, and therefore over here, by the fact that he was coming out from a base of Sefer, and he was coming out from a yeshiva, it must have been that this person was the son of a kayin, and not the evad of a kayin. And the Gemara asks, v'loi, is it true that an evad can't learn Torah, but tani we learned it by, so lovi menu rabbi, oisha asa rabbi apotropis, if there are edim that a person borrowed money from his evad, which is not usual, or if the master appoints the Eved as his trustee, and we continue on Daf Chav Chesam and Beis, Oish Nich Tefillin B'Defnei Rabbi, or the Eved puts on Tefillin in front of his master, and since the Eved is Pater Mitzvah Tefillin because it's Mitzvah Seishas Ma Grama, there wouldn't be standard for an Eved to put on Tefillin in front of his master, which basically says that I'm not really an Eved. Oish Shekar Shleisha Pesukim in Basic Knesses, or the Eved went and read three Pesukim in Basic Knesses, and he got Aliyah in Shul, Harezel Lo Yisil Cheres, and in all of these cases, even though that the Eved seems to be Noig Minig Ben Chayrin, however, it's not a good enough raya that the master let him out l'cheiris. But the main point is that we see from here that the Eved actually learned Torah, as it says, says shekar shleish pesukim in base knesses. On that, the Gemara says hashtem the ikri evid midaitoi. That over there, the evid went and learned Torah by himself. And ki kaminon, when did we say that it's a raya that this person is the child of a kohen and not the evid? Because we see that he was in the yeshiva, the kanoig by minigat bonim. As over there, we see that the father was acting with his child as his own child, because we see that he actually took him to yeshiva in order to make sure that he learned, and the child didn't go to yeshiva based on his own free will. And the Gemara continues, litba lech b'tshuma, that this gadol testified that he saw while he was a katan that this child went to the mikvah and then ate truma. And the Gemara explains b'tshuma drabanan, that the only truma that this person could now eat is only truma drabanan, which we explained before is either truma chatarets or vegetables and pears, as long as it's not dog and tirish and yitzar. However, we won't believe the testimony of this person that is now a gadol and says testimony about something that he saw as a katan b'negeya truma deraisa, as the only time that we believe this person is only on things that are drabanan. And the Mishnah continues, that we also believe this person that witnessed something while he was a katan, if he says that I saw that he received the distribution of truma by the granary, how do we accept his testimony that this person was a kayin, but maybe he was really the evid of a kayin, and that's why he was receiving distribution of truma? On that, the Gemara says that our Mishnah is going like the Manda Oma, which is Rabbi Yehuda, that holds in chalkin truma evid elim kain rabbi imoy, that the only time we could distribute truma to an evid is only if his master comes with him to the granary. The Tanya books we learned to the Brisa Masechtas Yevamos in Chalkin Truma Eved Elam Kain Rabbi Imoy Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, as we explained, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can't distribute Truma to an Eved unless his master is there at the granary. And Rabbi Yasi argues with Rabbi Yehuda, and he says Yachru Shiyama, that you can't distribute Truma to an Eved because he could say to you, Im Koyinani, if I'm really a Koyin, Tnuli Bishvilatzmi, then give me because I have a right to Truma. Vim Eved Koyinani, and even if I'm only the Eved of a Koyin, Tnuli Bishvil Rabbi, then give me my Chelik because I'm collecting for my master. And the Gemara now will continue to explain the basis of the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yasi. And the Gemara explains, since in the cities of Rabbi Yehuda, if Edom would come and testify that they saw that this person was receiving truma from the Goyin, then they actually would say that it must be that this person is a miyuchas to Kekoyin and he's kasha. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said, we have to be careful to make sure that Eved doesn't go and collect the distribution of truma by the Goyin, because otherwise people may think that he's miyuchas. However, since in the city of Rabbi Yasi, they would not allow someone to bring testimony that a person ate truma, and therefore he must be miyuchas, and therefore we even allowed an eved to go and collect truma from the distribution site at the Goyin. And in the top Taisis, Taisis says, that the only time Rabbi Yehuda says that you can't go and distribute truma is only when he's discussing truma deraisa, because from there it's ma'ilim menel liyuchsin. Since we just said before that our Mishnah is specifically talking about a heta for truma drabanan, the ein ma'ilim menel liyuchsin, and even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's ein ma'ilim from truma drabanan liyuchsin, and therefore even Rabbi Yehuda is moida that you could distribute truma drabanan to an eved even without his master. Vim kain fractasis akati tikshi. The original question of Gemara is still a kasha. V'dilma eved kain, who maybe this person is not a kain, maybe he's taking truma drabanan, and of course you're allowed to give truma drabanan to an eved kain even without his master being there. So Taisa says v'lam milsi, of course, is not a question. The masnisin ayri shaper shemayin shcholik loy truma deraisa. That Amish is talking about a case where the gadol came and said that when I was a katan I saw that he actually received truma deraisa elo she'ina nemalachilai elo b'truma drabanan. But now the outcome will be that all this person will be able to eat is truma drabanan and not truma deraisa ayin and taisis. And the Gemara continues. Tanim willent deraisa amar blaz rabbiyasi miyamer leyati. There was never a time in my days that I said edus about anyone in order to be miyaches them pamaches ati. But one time I said edus about a certain person that is a miyaches to kakayin helu eved lekun al pi, and based on my testimony, it caused that Eved became a miyuchas de kakayin. In fact, Gemara, how could it be that you think that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yasi caused a person that was an Eved to become actually a miyuchas de kakayin? If we know that the behemoth tzaddikim, as we know from the story of the donkey or Pinchas ben Yair, that wouldn't eat any pears that Maisa wasn't properly taken off from them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not allow the color to happen through the behemoths of tzaddikim, so tzaddikim atzman like Koshkin, then certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not allow tzaddik to cause a major problem over here through the testimony of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yasi cause an Eved to become a miyuchas de kakayin. And even though there's a famous Taisis that says that the only time that we say this klal is when it's negeya to Isur Achila, over here, of course, making someone into a kayin is actually relevant to Isur Achila, as if based on his testimony, this person will now be considered a kayin and he will go and eat truma. So therefore, of course, there is a Isur Achila involved. The Gemara continues, Ela Bikshu Lahalas Eved Lakun Al Pi, that they never actually made this Eved into a kayin, but they wanted to go and say that this Eved should be kosher as a kayin, and And then the end result was that they realized that it was a mistake and it never really happened. And the Gemara now explains how this actually occurred, because Chazuba Asri de Rabbi Yesi, that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yesi actually saw in the city of Rabbi Yesi that they distributed Shumah to this person, and then he went and said testimony in the city of Rabbi Yehuda that he saw that they distributed Shumah to this person. And of course, since in the city of Rabbi Yesi they distributed Shumah to Avadim, so of course that wouldn't be a raya in the city of Rabbi Yehuda that he's actual Kayin, because possibly he was really an Eved. And in the city of Rabbi Yehuda, they would never say such a testimony because they never distributed Shumah to a person that was not an actual Kayin. And the Gemara continues, Vishamakam Hazeh Beisah Prasu, that another din that we said in the Mishnah is if this person comes and testifies that I know based on what I saw when I was a Katan that this is the exact Makim and the exact boundaries of this Beis HaPras. Now, a Beis HaPras is a Sada where we know that it was a Kever that was in this field, and the field was plowed over, and now the plow crushed up the bones of this body and spread these bone fragments over 100 Amah radius from the actual Kever. And we are Cheshish that maybe someone that walks through this field touched a bone fragment that was the size of a barley, and as we know, an Esem Kisaira is Mitama B'mako V'masa, and therefore he would become Tameh. And even though, of course, we say that Safek Tameh B'Shisram is Sveik Yitar, however, this is a Chumrah D'Rabbanan. And if there's a case where you know that there was a Kever in this field, but you're not sure exactly where the Kever was situated, so then the din would be that the entire Sada is considered a Beis HaPras, and if someone walks in there, then he would be considered Tameh. However, if the person comes and says, I remember, and is a Katan, that this was the exact dimensions and the exact area where this Beis HaPras was, then we would believe him. The Gemara asks, my time, and why would we believe him? On that, Gemara says, Beis HaPras D'Rabbanan, because the whole concept of a Beis HaPras, that's Metameh, is on D'Rabbanan, as we explained. And I'll bring you a riot that the whole concept of a Beis HaPras is on D'Rabbanan, as we find major clues been a gay adinim of a Beis HaPras. As the Amr Rabbi Huda Meshmuel, Menafeach Adam Beis HaPras, Vahalach, a person can bend down and blow in front of himself and then keep walking through a Beis HaPras. And this way, as Rashi says over here, that if there is actually a bone that's the size of a barley, well, oh, he will be able to see it. Or as Rashi says in other places, because by blowing it, he'll actually blow away that bone, and therefore he doesn't have to worry that he became Tameh. And this din generally is said when a person's going to bring their Karan Pesach, then we gave this Heta. And Taisa says that this din of Menafeach is even in the case where he did this B'di'eved, and then he walked through this, and then he actually touched tires, that this would be a good enough method to allow us to consider anything they touched afterwards tar, at least B'di'eved. And we also find another clue of Rabbi Huda Ba'ami, Mishpeit Rabbi Huda Ama, Beis HaPras Shenidish tar. If you have a Beis HaPras that was trampled very well, and as Rashi says, many people walk through it, so it's tar, the Talina Lekula. And as the Gemara says, my taima, as at this point, once it was trampled very well, it's almost impossible that you'll have a bone there that's the size of a barley. And as Rashi says, therefore we see that this is only chashash rabbanan, and that's why if you have a gadol and now comes and says that as a katan, I know that this is the exact makam and the exact boundaries of the Beis HaPras, that this person would be Nemon. And the Gemara continues, and this is the Tchum Shabbos, because the reason why he's Nemon is because we hold that Tchum is Rabbanan. And then the end of Mishnah said that there was no nemanis to say that this person had this right of way, or this person had this area that was the area they used for Maimon and Mispeid when he was going to Levaya. My time, as we explained in Mishnah, that since over here you try to take money from someone else, so over here we don't believe and we can't give nemanis to a gadol that says testimony about something they saw as a cotton, as we have the pasuk that says, Apishtaim Edim Yakum Dava. And the Gemara continues, turn around, we learn, Nemanatinik Lema, Kach Amali Abba Mishpachas Utar, Mishpachas Utmea, that a Tinuk is never to say that my father said that this Mishpach is Tar and this Mishpach is Tomei. Tahir Utmea Sakadaitach, can you say about a Mishpacha the words of Tar and Tomei? That doesn't seem to make any sense. Ella Mishpachas Uksheira, Mishpachas Upsula, what the testimony was that this Mishpach is a Mishpach that's Kasher and it's Miyuchis, and this Mishpach is Pusel, and either that they're Pusel Lakuna or they're Pusel because they come from Amzerim or Nasinim. And the Mefarshim are bothered that how can we say that a Tinuk would be believed to say the Mishpach is Pusel if every Mishpacha has a Cheses Kashrus? And they explained that the case over here was where there was actual testimony that we knew that one of these Mishpachas are definitely Pusel. We just weren't sure if it's Mishpacha A or Mishpacha B. And on that, the Tinuk says that I know that Mishpacha A is Kasher and Mishpacha B is the one that was Pusel. And the Braisa continues that a Tinuk that gets older has the manas to say, Vishachalim Biktasa Shel Bas Pleni Lepleni, which we'll explain in a moment. And the Braisa continues, Vishayinu Malichin Chalim Matonis Lepleni Kayin Ayde Atzmai Avloy Ayde Acha, that they also have the manas to say that we used to bring chala or matnas kuna to this person who was a kohen, and the only time that they have this nemanis is if the aid says that when I was a katan, my father sent me to go and bring these matanas to the kohen. But if they say that I know that someone else brought these matanas to the kohen, that would not be enough of a nemanis. Almanis. And the Braisa continues that even though he said that if a Gadol saw something when he was a Katan, he could testify to that fact when he was a Gadol, but if there was a person who was even a Gadol and he was a Goy and then he became a Ger, or Eved Vinishtachra, or there was a person who was an Eved and then he became an Eved Meshuchra, and he says, I want to testify about something that I saw while I was an Eved or while I was a Goy, then Ein Nemanim, they don't have Nemanis. And the Braisa ends off similar to the Mishnah, Vein Neman Loima Derechay Leplenim B'Mokan Zeh, Maimon Mispet Hay Leplenim B'Mokan Zeh. However, Rebbecha Mebreka Ime Nemanim, that they would be believed. And the Gemara asks, Rebbecha Mebreka, hi, what is Rebbecha Mebreka going back on and saying that they are believed? Ile Ma Seifa, if he's going back on the case of the Seifa, where they're saying something that's relevant to the Chazaka of Mamin, Afukim Meminahu, then of course they shouldn't be Neman, because you're taking money away from someone, and of course we need to aid him, and we need to validate him. El Ha-Resha, it must be going back on the case of the Resha, where the Tanakhama said, V'kulam im hayo evichom v'nisgaya, evim nishtachra, ein Neman, that they're not Neman, Rebbecha Mebreka, ime Neman, and Rebbecha Mebreka says that at this point, since now he's a regular Yisrael, then he will be Neman to testify, even on things they saw while he was a guy or while he was an Eved. And the Gemara now asks, but Micah Mithli, what's the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rebbecha Mebreka? Tanakam and Sava Kim and Rebbecha who lo yabadaik, since at that point he was a guy, therefore he didn't ever think that he would actually say testimony, and therefore he wasn't a daik, and therefore he can't say testimony. Rebbecha Mebreka Sava Kim and the daik to Ligura made the kavadaik, that since Lamaisa he thought that he would eventually be Megaya, so therefore he was very careful and he was always thinking about different things that eventually he may have to say testimony about. And then Mepharshim are bothered that Benegay or Ger, you could say, Kivin the Daita Ligure, but Benegay and Eved, it's not Biyodai to become a Ger, it's not Biyodai to become an Eved Meshuchra. On that, he explained that he heard that his Adam was saying that he will release him, or since he's Chai B'mitzvah's Ki'isha, so therefore he was always Medayik, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara now asks, Maike Tzotza, in the Braisa we said, Vishal Chalim B'Tzotza, Shal Bas Plaini L'Plaini, that he has the manas to say, as a Gadol, that when I was a Katan, I ate in the Tzotza of Bas Plaini L'Plaini. So the Gemara says, the Tanar Bottom, we learned in the Braisa, Ketzit Ketzotza, if one of the brothers in a family goes and gets married to a woman that wasn't hugging to him either, that she was a apostle lover bakal because she was a mamza on a sin, or she was actually apostle tikuna as she was a chalala, so her family comes and they bring a barrel that's full of pears and they make a public spectacle and they break it in the middle of the street, and they say as follows, they call out to all of Klal Yisrael that you should listen, that our brother, this person, he went and married a woman that's not Hagatim, and we're nervous that maybe he'll get mixed up with our family, and then it'll come out in major issue that we will also become Psulim. So everyone should take a piece of this barrel in order to have a simon for Darius, and this way everyone will remember that our children who are Kshirim should not marry the children of this brother who are Pasul. And this is the case where a Gadol that comes to Bezdin and says that I remember as a Katan that they had this story happen, then he's believed. And some explain the usage of the Lashon Ketzotza, that it comes from the Lashon of Ketzitza, which refers to the breaking of this barrel. And some explain the Lashon of Ketzotza, that this refers to the person himself, that he is being cut off from his entire family. Hadron Lacha Isha Shenis Amla, and we will stop over here.